Yeah, well, this pair has played extremely well. They are class players, and they showed that in the last test, just what good players they are. And unfortunately, they've come in and played extremely tightly through this session. And hopefully, early tomorrow, there'll be a little bit more on the wicket with the sort of after the overnight freshness, and hopefully, we can get something happening and going our way. And if we get two quick ones, then it's a different game. But it's tomorrow morning's first session is going to be a very, very big session for both teams. Well, it's a combination, I think, of experience and class. They are players that have done this sort of thing on many occasions, and that obviously helps them in tough situations and in pressure situations, and they know they can get through them, and they know how to get through them. So they've gone about their business pretty well. But there've been one or two younger fellows and fellas that are fairly new to Test cricket that have performed well in the Test match as well. So it's not purely down to experience, but as I say, they are class players that have played, got down and done the job pretty well. Yeah, look, I hope not. I mean, we are perhaps a little light in the bowling. Dilshan always offered us an extra spinner if we played three quicks. Unfortunately, we don't have that luxury anymore. But like I say, I hope there is a little bit of freshness tomorrow morning, and hopefully there's something for the seamers and we can make an impact. And as the day goes on, hopefully Rangana does his job as well. We unfortunately don't have any other options. We've got to get out and do the business with what we've got. Look, the one thing that I've said in many a press conference is that the group of players that I've been fortunate enough to work with are a very tough bunch mentally and have often fought back from tough positions. The first test was an example where we were in trouble and they bounced back well, and they started this test well. So they are a competitive bunch, and they're mentally tough, and very often when things get tough, they seem to show just how tough they are. So that's the makeup of the group. But I think both sides have got, as has been mentioned already, have got their experienced players and their players that hold the group together. Yeah, it was disappointing. I think you're always greedy and you always want more. But having said that, Pakistan did bowl very well this morning. There were a couple of good deliveries which got some of our players out, some good deliveries early on, and that's what we've got to strive for tomorrow morning, is to try and get a few good deliveries in place, and if we can get one or two quick wickets, it's a different game. Yeah, I think what you're saying is, and it's been a concern, well, certainly since I've been involved with Sri Lankan cricket, is that we haven't quite had the all-rounder or maybe two all-rounders which give you that real balance to your side. We've had the specialist batters and the specialist bowlers is pretty much what we've worked with. And, you know, that's for the system to look into, and to they're working hard back home to try and produce some all-rounders. But in the past, they've had Sanath Jayasuriya, who could do a good job with the ball and was an outstanding batsman, and Chimender Vaas, who could do a really good job with the bat, but was his main job was a strike bowler, and that helped with the balance of the side. We don't really have that at the moment, so the batsmen have got to get out and make the runs, and the bowlers obviously have to take the wickets. Yeah, you're saying in Sri Lankan cricket they haven't got a backup left arm spinner. I think that is something that the coaching staff back home are well aware of, and there is quite a lot of work being done with a couple of young left arm spinners. But to get to the level that Rangana is at is going to take a bit of time. But they are aware of the importance of left-arm spinner in international cricket. So the work is being done. Just how long it'll take for those players to get to this level, I'm not sure. But Rangana's certainly got quite a number of years left in him. Angelo's had a bit of a niggle. It's been more of a precautionary thing, and with the three seamers, there hasn't been the need for him really to bowl. He possibly could have a bowl tomorrow if need be, but I think we've got the three seamers that would do the bulk of the seam bowling.